Patrice Lumumba's tooth was all that remained after Belgian mercenaries dissolved his body in a barrel of acid. He was assassinated with their involvement in 1962, months after Congo had been granted independence from Belgian colonial rule. Millions of people were killed and mutilated over the 80 years that Belgium extracted vast natural resource wealth. Lumumba campaigned for independence. Now, his tooth has been laid to rest in a ceremony in Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa.
You died with your head held high, your faith unshakable and your confidence deep in the destiny of your country. More than 60 years later, I finally answer you to tell you that you have returned home. The honours you receive here are a page in the history that you continue to write.
Lumumba's remains have been interred under his statue. Their return is the latest in a series of gestures from Belgium and its royal family, expressing regret for its colonial past that have followed the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi has welcomed it.
We Congolese and Belgians can together begin the decisive stage of forgiveness, justice and true and definitive reconciliation.
Lumumba was, and still is, wildly popular. His remains have drawn crowds as they've been taken around the country over the last 9 days. Some say it only starts to make up for the injustices of the past.
Returning the tooth is one step, yes, but those who were involved in this assassination are still alive. There were a list of 12 people, Belgians, who were identified by the Belgian parliament as having taken part in this assassination.
Two of those people are still alive. People celebrated when Lumumba's tooth, which was pulled out of his mouth by a Belgian mercenary as a trophy, was taken to the place where he was killed. Nobody's been held to account for it. Returning Lumumba's remains is a highly symbolic gesture, but looting of Congo's minerals, conflict and poverty have persisted far beyond independence from colonial rule. For many, Lumumba's vision of a free and prosperous people is still a long way off. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.